Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Shot for children, separating out the chickenpox dose. ABC Selena Wang says those changes have sparked backlash and confusion.
There's also been notable pushback from lawmakers, especially from Republican Senator Bill Cassidy, who's the chair of the Senate Health Committee. He is telling the American public that they shouldn't trust any of the changes that come from this CDC advisory vaccine panel.
The CDC's director still needs to sign off on the recommendations. The Senate today failing to pass two stopgap measures to avert a government shutdown at the end of the month. An earlier bill passed the House. The Pennsylvania State Police is investigating the death of an 18-year-old high school student killed during a joint operation by the FBI and ATF yesterday in Beaver County. This is ABC News. In Texas, the facility in charge of the airspace around Dallas experiencing air traffic control communication issues today, causing a slowdown in landings.
Planes heading into Dallas are being slowed because of an outage at what's called Dallas TRACON, which is a building that controls airspace over Dallas, not on the ground at Dallas airports. The FAA says it's investigating the outage. In audio from liveatc.net, you can hear an air traffic controller telling pilots,
"It's going to be a little bit. We lost our radar, and I'm not departing anybody until we can get a system so that we have no comms with the approach right now."
Dallas area airports have seen delays growing during the issue. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Morrissey, the English singer-songwriter and former member of the Smiths, announced on his official Instagram page he's canceling concerts this weekend, he says due to, quote, a credible threat on his life. Morrissey was expected to perform in Boston tomorrow. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Occasional showers possible tonight. Maybe a thunderstorm with a low of 60. Fog early tomorrow. On and off showers and thunderstorms with a high of 74. And rain likely with rumbles of thunder too tomorrow night and a low of 57. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy. The winds are out of the northwest at 3 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 79 degrees.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
Today is Friday, September 19th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. The Grant County Sheriff's Office reports that yesterday evening at approximately 8:15, the Grant County Communications Center was notified of a one-vehicle rollover accident with injuries near Weinbrenner Road in Fenimore Township. Upon arrival, deputies learned the driver, Elizabeth Stewart, 16, of Fenimore, was westbound on Weinbrenner Road. Stewart informed deputies that she had three passengers and they were traveling westbound. Stewart advised she was driving too fast on the loose gravel of the newly chip-sealed roadway when she came over a hill and lost control of her vehicle. The vehicle went off the left side of the roadway, struck an embankment, and overturned, striking a power pole before coming to rest on its roof. All three occupants received injuries and were transported by EMS to Grant Regional Healthcare, our Grant Regional Health Center in Lancaster, for treatment of their injuries. As a result of the crash, Stewart was issued a citation for failure to maintain control, and one passenger was cited for not wearing a seatbelt. The sheriff's office was assisted at the scene by Fenimore Fire Department, Fenimore EMS, Lancaster EMS, and Montfort EMS. The vehicle received disabling damage and had to be towed from the scene. Yesterday morning at approximately 8:53, Iowa County deputies made contact with a subject on West Moscow Road in the Moscow Township regarding a property damage complaint. As a result, Emily R. Docknell, 22, of Blanchardville, was arrested for misdemeanor criminal damage to property, domestic disorderly conduct, resisting or obstructing an officer, and felony threats to injure or accuse of crime. She was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where she was booked and remains. City Utilities, our Richland Center Water Department, will be doing 2025 water main flushing Monday through Friday, the weeks of September 22nd through the 26th and September 29th through October 3rd. Flushing this year will not take place during overnight hours and will start at 7:30 a.m. each day and run through mid to late afternoon to accomplish each day's areas of coverage in the flushing zones. Storms or other unexpected circumstances may extend or postpone the flushing times or days. During flushing times, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zone, may experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink, but could discolor clothes washing. On Monday, Zone 10 will be flushed. That'll include North Industrial Park, back to town along County AA to the City Cemetery garage at 10th Street, 11th, and 12th Street areas. Tuesday will be Allison Park area, North Park to the north end of the city on Allison Park Drive, Collins Drive, Rainbow Drive, back to the campus land. Wednesday's flushing will take place at 4th to 9th Streets, Congress to Cedar Street on the east end. And Thursday's flushing will be Court to 3rd Street, Congress to Cedar Street, and Schmidt Street on the east end. And Friday's flushing will take place at Seminary to Kinder Streets east of the Pine River, Congress to Hazeltine Court area on the east end, including Ithaca Road. Walsh's Ace Hardware, Muscadet, is proud to announce that this year's annual Children's Miracle Network Bucket Sale was a success. With your help, Walsh's Ace was able to raise a total of $26,769 for the Children's Miracle Network. The achieved total is second best in the country. CMN is a nonprofit organization that raises funds for children's hospitals across the U.S. and Canada. It aims to ensure that every child receives the best possible care, providing support for critical treatments, healthcare and services, and medical equipment. Walsh's Ace Hardware would like to thank everyone who took part in the bucket sale to help support CMN. On Thursday, the Ithaca School District hosted its first Second Harvest Mobile Food Pantry. The Ithaca District would like to thank all the students, parents, and teachers and community members who donated their time to serve the Richland County community. Ithaca coordinator Tina Ramsden says, "This wouldn't be possible without our community. Thanks to everyone for a successful event, and we look forward to many more." If you are interested in volunteering the third Thursday of each month from 2:45 to 4:45, please contact Tina Ramsden at Ithaca Schools. Her email address is tina.ramsden@ithaca.k12.wi.us, or you can call 608-585-2512 for more information. Ithaca Health Education students recently learned about the decide process in class. This process requires students to think about different options to certain problems. From those options, students then think of the pros and cons of the option. Next, based on the pros and cons, students decide which option is the best. Finally, students decide on which option they would do. At times, the best option isn't the one that students choose. All of the scenarios were things that they could possibly encounter while in high school, such as relationship problems, cheating on tests and assignments, using drugs and alcohol, etc. Mrs. Jessica Stellner is the health education instructor at Ithaca. The Viola Horse and Colt Show is being held tonight and tomorrow in Viola. The event has a long history. Jory Campbell is the president of the Viola Horse and Colt Show Committee.
This year marks the 94th annual Viola Horse and Colt Show. The name comes from the start of the show beginning in 1931 when two local gentlemen that wanted to promote horse breeding and agriculture in the community. Since the beginning, the show has been a local attraction for horse enthusiasts as well as incorporating exhibits, food, parade, music, and a truck and tractor pull.
There will be many events at this year's Horse and Colt Show, including some that are new. Ashley Baker is vice president of the Horse and Colt Show Committee.
Well, this year for our Horse and Colt Show that's going to be at the Bud Wheeler Memorial Arena, we're very thrilled to announce that the Circle V Riding Club is going to be hosting that show, and that will start at 10 a.m. on the 20th, which is Saturday. There's also a horse pulling contest on Saturday the 20th at 9 a.m., and that will be at the Viola American Legion building. And also the Viola American Legion will also be serving charcoal chicken and hot dogs starting at 10 a.m., and they'll have refreshments in the morning also. Mr. Ed's Midway Carnival Rides, so they are back again, and they've been with us for many years. We also have our annual parade at 1 o'clock on the 20th, which is Saturday.
Starting tonight, the truck and tractor pull event begins. Keith Durst is a member of the Horse and Colt Show Committee and the organizer of the truck and tractor pull event.
They start Friday night at 6 and Saturday morning. Then we follow up with antiques and some open style tractors at 10 o'clock. And then our big show is Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Saturday from 8 until 5, there will be an arts and crafts show. Also on Saturday night, there will be the annual country music dance featuring Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band at the Viola Community Building from 6 until 10. There will also be a ranch rodeo, horse pull, exhibits, kids pedal tractor pull, and the annual raffle drawing. Food and drinks will be available on the grounds, so no carry-ins are allowed at the 94th annual Viola Horse and Colt Show tonight and tomorrow in Viola. The 9th annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living, will be held this weekend and next weekend. And the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the fall harvest at rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy of Northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. Dorothy Harms is a co-organizer of the event.
Hill and valleys, you know, that's kind of what it's all about here in the Driftless region, and just getting out and exploring all of that. I think Mother Nature is starting to cooperate with us. We're getting a few pops of fall colors, and so I think it'll be a wonderful time to be out driving around and visiting the businesses that are beyond the tour this year.
The tour, which is free of charge, will take you to local food and art producers, provide a glimpse at the changing face of rural America, and find hidden gems. You're also encouraged to bring a cooler to hold all your farm fresh purchases, and be sure to dress for the weather. The tour will happen rain or shine. Lisa Buttonow, also a co-organizer of the event, says to visit the various sites and enter a giveaway.
Each venue that you go to, they'll have a punch station set up and you'll get a punch. And if you go to 10, you get 10 entries to get a gift certificate drawing that we do. Or if you go to 1, you get 1 entry. So take the challenge, see as many as you want, or just pick out your favorites, whatever suits you. It's just a wonderful time of year to be out and about checking out these direct sales businesses.
The 8th annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is tomorrow and Sunday, and next Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 4 all days. Maps and details can be found at explorehillandvalley.com. St. Mary Parish in Richland Center will hold its fall festival tomorrow. The event includes a car show from 3 to 7, mass at 4, live music by the Jammers from 5 to 8, tuition door prize drawing at 7, and festival drawings begin at 8. There will also be children's games, a beanbag tournament, euchre tournament, silent auction, raffle, and bake sale, as well as Father Coon's pulled pork, Knights of Columbus food stand, and beverages. The annual Muscadet Chamber of Commerce fall opener will be held tomorrow night at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. Those who attend have different chances to receive various items. Scott Oshner is a member of the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce.
There's raffles, there's a silent auction, there's a live auction at the end where there's going to be a lot of really cool prizes. There's just a massive variety of different gifts, from spa packages to outdoor furniture, different giveaways and things from different companies locally. There's going to be a lot of different stuff.
There will also be other activities at the event to enjoy.
When you're there, along with all the different prizes you can win, the things you can bid on, everything else, there's a dinner, there's going to be ribs and fish, there's a bar that's there, a cash bar that you can go to, so there's going to be a lot of stuff happening. Doors open at 5 o'clock, the dinner's at, I think, 6:30, 6:45, and then there's things happening the entire time. So once we get into the dinner, that's when they start announcing prizes and things like that, and then eventually get into that live auction. And that's always a fun one, because there's trips and spa packages, and I think a couple years ago, there's a trip that somebody could have took to Africa for hunting. I've actually got a couple of tickets to go to Badger hockey games a couple times. So there's a lot of different stuff to bid on.
Proceeds from the event will be used towards various projects the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce does throughout the community. Tickets are $50 each or two for $90 in advance and $55 each or two for $90 at the door. Advance tickets are available at Community First Bank in Muscadet, Walsh's Ace Hardware in Muscadet, and Richland Center and various Muscadet businesses. You can also purchase tickets from Steve Schneider by calling 608-604-9080. Doors will open at 5 for the annual Muscadet Chamber of Commerce fall opener tomorrow at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. And environmental educator Colleen Robinson will host Sensing Forest with us, a walk of reconnection, on Sunday from 2 to 5 at Cross Currents. Colleen Robinson is an environmental educator and a long-life student of this living earth. Colleen's walk of reconnection at Cross Currents will take place in a wood lot that has never been clear-cut and is home to oaks over 300 years old and red-headed woodpeckers and a species of special concerns in Wisconsin due to its declining population. Sensing Forest Within Us, a walk of reconnection with Colleen Robinson, will be held on Sunday from 2 to 5 at Cross Currents. Admission is by donating and is limited to pre-registration, which is required. To pre-register, go online to crosscurrentsheritage.org. The program is recommended for ages 12 and up. And today's winners of $50 each in the St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Sandy Mitchell on ticket number 575 and Renee Corcoran on ticket number 346. WRCO News time is 317. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Fall fun is waiting just outside Richland Center at Chicken Ridge Farm, the pumpkin farm with activities for the whole family. Kids can bounce in the bounce house, race down the big tube slide, explore the corn maze, climb the tire mountain, and play in the bubble barn. Plus, the U-Pick pumpkin patch looks amazing this year. Bring your wagon and tennis shoes to pick your own pumpkins or grab one at the top of the hill. The snack shack will be open with food and drinks. Follow the signs down Chicken Ridge Road to the dead end at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. That's Chicken Ridge Farm, where fall memories are made.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eric Koh, 80, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Graveside services will be held Friday, September 26th, at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Eric Koh, 80, of Richland Center.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. We've got more and more clouds moving in tonight. Muggy still after high temperatures scrape the upper 70s. We've got occasional showers and maybe some thunderstorms rolling through tonight. Now, there is a chance that all of them stay just to the east of us. But it's so close, I'm putting those chances here for us. Low temperatures fall to about 60, and we do have the potential for some fog possibly tomorrow morning. Otherwise, moments of mostly cloudy skies, slightly breezy winds, and then on and off showers sparking again, especially by the afternoon. Rain stays likely into tomorrow night, too, and some rumbles of thunder aren't out of the question, too. And we could see maybe some showers still on Sunday morning, but I do think, potentially, spots of sun later in the day. Sunday might be the driest day of the weekend. Both days, though, only reaching highs in the mid-70s. We start to get a few degrees warmer for Monday, but it doesn't hold long. We slide right back to the mid-70s for the rest of next week. So here's what we got going as we start off the work and school week. Unfortunately, rain does look to return Monday, with chances in the morning, possibly some dry hours midday, and then more rain returning at night. Highs Monday in the upper 70s. Then on Tuesday, light showers could linger early in the morning, with clouds still sticking around. Finally, by Wednesday, spots of sunshine will be peeking out. Mixed skies, comfortable highs, and we stay pleasant into Thursday as well. Partly cloudy. So the timing of the system on the weekend is not the prettiest. We actually have two low-pressure systems that kind of go into a traffic jam right over us, draping fronts and creating quite a mess. And to be fully transparent, this system has been one of the harder ones to track and really time out when or where this is going to be happening. But do keep in mind that there is the potential throughout the state to get some heavy rainfall. But I hope you all have a wonderful weekend and that your Friday has been fantastic. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 78 degrees after a high today of 81 and a low of 61. Yesterday's high was 87 and we received a trace of precipitation. Record high set back in 1955 is 94 degrees with a record low of 29 that was set in 1959. Last year's high was 84 with a low of 52. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:05. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:46. Winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.91, and we have received a trace of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 78 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The other day, Terry and I walked from his mountaintop mansion over the ridge to see the rock outcropping that we used to hike to and sit on when we were in second and third grade. It was kind of nostalgic to see the rock that we spent time on solving all the world's problems 60 years ago. After all, we were about 7 years old at the time, and we had everything figured out. What was interesting about this trip to the rock is that it didn't seem nearly as big as it did to me when we were kids. Don't get me wrong, that rock is still a big rock. It's still a long way above everything else, and a fall from that height would probably still hurt. But it isn't quite as scary as it seemed back then. Of course, back then, I never admitted to Terry that I was scared. That's the way it is with our walk with Christ. As we mature with Christ, as we get bigger in Him, the obstacles and hard places don't seem nearly as big and ominous. God has been faithful to us through life's ups and downs. He's parted the waters of our Red Sea, and we've walked through on dry ground. He's protected us with his pillar of smoke by day and his pillar of fire by night. No longer do we look at the obstacles in our lives with fear because we know that God is with us. So friends, be strong and courageous. God's got this and you can trust him.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. With a look at tonight's football action, here's Phil Nee.
For the fifth weekend of the season, there are some big games, including our game of the week on WRCO. Richland Center hosts Platteville in a Southwest Conference football game. Here's Hornets coach Andy Troxell.
And they've been that way all the way through. It's a good program. You know, you've got a lot of kids, you know, I think in SWC schools. They're the ones that have the most growth with their overall enrollment. You know, and that helps when you've got a lot of kids to pick from. You know, so, they're going to be solid all the way across. And I know, you know, with history, it's not really on our side playing Platteville. I think it's been 23 years since we've got a victory against those guys. But if anybody can buck that trend, it's this group of kids.
Elsewhere, down the road at Lancaster, the Arrows play host to the River Valley Blackhawks. Here is Blackhawks coach Tyler McLean.
Yeah, I mean, Lancaster has always been, I've played in this conference and played against the competition that they have been, and then obviously now as a coach as well, you know, they've had some pretty high-scoring games as well and have had some, you know, fight-until-the-end sort of defeats as well, so I believe this is going to be a very hungry team and a team that's going to be very well coached. So again, I still think this from here on out we're going to play really good competition. No matter who we square up against each and every week.
Dodgeville plays at Prairie du Chien, Broadhead Judah at New Glarus. Also in the Scenic Bluffs Conference, Hillsborough is at Royal, Brookwood at New Lisbon, Nacita hosts Bangor, Cashton is at Ithaca. Co-head coach David Klang of the Bulldogs talks about Cashton.
Like last year, they were kind of a rebuilding kind of sense, but this year most of their guys are back in their position of players. Are pretty solid, and they're kind of throwing some new wrinkles on defense. They historically have been kind of a 3-3 stack, and now they're throwing some four looks into it. So we got to prepare for two different types of defenses because we don't know which one they're going to run against us. So that kind of just makes it a little bit more unknown, but just more preparation and more understanding for our guys to get things down before Friday.
In the SWAL, Mineral Point at Belleville, Benton Scales Mount Scholesburg at Darlington, Southwestern travels to Cuba City, Pecatonica Argyle at Waseca Seneca, Potosi Cassville at Boscobel, River Ridge visits Riverdale. Here's Riverdale coach Jeff Johnson.
Yeah, they are. They're 1-3 this year, but you got to understand, they lost to Fenimore by less than a score. They lost to Potosi last week. By less than a touchdown, and they lost to, I believe, Blackhawk, you know, all-ranked teams. So, unfortunately, they're probably ready to get after somebody, and we're probably a target.
Reedsburg is at Holman, Westby at Viroqua, Mauston at Adams Friendship, Lakeside Lutheran visits Sauk Prairie, and Onalaska at Baraboo. And in eight-player football, North Crawford is playing Monticello, Oneewak Weston at Belmont, and Kickapoo Lafarge at Highland. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Someone once said, bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please call our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
The Brewers wiped out a 2-1 deficit and completed a sweep of the Angels last night by a score of 5-2. A 3-run seventh inning broke a tie game wide open. Lefty Aaron Ashby picked up the win in relief. Chad Durbin knocked in 2 runs, and Christian Yelich plated his 100th RBI of the season. The team's magic number is now down to 4 as it travels to St. Louis for a 3-game series. Jacob Mizorowski starts tonight, and the first pitch for that contest will be at 7:15, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107 AM, on WRCE 107.7 and 1450 AM. First pitch will be, the pregame will begin at 6:40. The Badgers will try to maintain their dominance of Maryland as they open the conference schedule tomorrow. Wisconsin has taken on the Terrapins four times since the program joined the Big Ten and has won all four. The showdown is being called a must-win contest because the brutal part of the schedule is about to begin. Maryland comes in with an undefeated 3-0 record. Wisconsin is favored by 10.5 points, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game tomorrow on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Kickoff will be at 11, and pregame will start at 9. And Packers tight end Tucker Kraft injured a knee during Thursday's practice, but he isn't expected to miss playing time. NFL media reports it as a little tweak. Luke Musgrave could see a few more snaps against Cleveland. Green Bay's 2-0 start to the season has been impressive. Coach Matt LaFleur's team is 7.5-point favorites over the Browns for Sunday's game. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on Sunday right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Kickoff will be at noon with the pregame starting at 10. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh.
Oh, I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Corn and hogs were mixed Friday, soybeans finished lower, and cattle closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide you the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling, unable to follow through on early modest gains. Beans were watching the U.S. harvest and planting weather in South America. The big bearish factor really, though, continues to be the lack of new crop demand from China. November beans were down 12 at 1025 and a half. January was 11 and three quarters lower at 1044 and three quarters. October bean meal was down a dime at 282.90, and October bean oil was 54 points lower at 50.03. Corn was mixed, mostly weak. It's monitoring the U.S. harvest and planting conditions in Argentina and Brazil. Unknown destinations did buy more than 205,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of Friday's open. December was a quarter higher at 424. March was a quarter cent lower at 441 and a quarter. And wheat was down on fund and technical selling. Chicago and Kansas City continue to watch U.S. winter wheat planting with rain in the forecast for hard and soft red winter growing areas. Globally, wheat's monitoring development weather in Argentina and Australia. December Chicago was 1¾ lower at 522.5. December Kansas City was 2¾ lower at 507.25. December Minneapolis was 4¼ lower at 567.5. Live and feeder cattle were up, expecting a bullish USDA cattle on feeder port. The numbers do look neutral, at least a little bit bullish. October live was up 120 at 233.57. December was 157 higher at 235.72. October feeder cattle were 237 higher at 354.10. And hogs were mixed, mostly higher on spread trade, their discount to cash, and the higher midday move in pork. October lean was up 50 at 97.97. The December contract was down 7 at 87.62. Kellen Havikin has your look at cash livestock after this.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Cattle country had some scattered live trade in Nebraska on Friday at $237. More bids were on the table in all three major feeding areas, but have been passed. Asking prices around $242 plus in the south end, $372 plus in the north. Box beef closed sharply lower. Choice was $376 lower at $382.05, and select was $139 lower at $359.92. Estimated hog slaughter was 87,000 head. Cash hogs closed lower with the market focused on demand. Domestically, it is strong, but there is some uncertainty globally, especially with China's purchasing power. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.99 lower with a base range of $96 to $108 with a weighted average price of $103.61. Pork values closed 8 cents higher at $112.03. Butts, picnics, ribs, hams, and bellies were higher. Loins were lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 484,000 head. That number's up 17,000 on the week. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brown Field.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoon with Timtuck Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a small crowd, large squares topped at $180 a ton, and large rounds at $105 a ton. Call 608-723-4020 for more info. We have a few auctions coming up. Keep an eye out on our website. We have realtors looking to sell your real estate. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsecoxrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The Deputy Secretary at USDA says tariff revenue could be a way to help U.S. farmers survive a tough ag economy. Stephen Vaden says using Section 32 funds for ad hoc payments would require an act of Congress.
But if it's Congress's desire in order to move in that direction, we will certainly work with them to give them the assistance that they need to make that a reality.
More news is next.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
American Soybean Association board director is concerned about the current landscape for U.S. ag exports. Jamie Beyer from Minnesota tells Brownfield that China's lack of new crop soy purchases is weakening basis levels throughout the region.
The elevators around here, we're not hearing that anyone's going to decline delivery. They're just making plans to pile corn outside and put beans in the bin.
The Federal Reserve cut interest rates Wednesday amid continued uncertainty in the rural economy. Creighton University economist economist Ernie Goss tells Brownfield it was the first benchmark rate cut since December.
That brings down short-term interest rates, but long-term interest rates moved up a bit, not much, but a little bit.
Goss says the Fed signaled that more rate cuts could be likely heading into 2026. And the USDA's latest cattle on feed report reflects the historically tight U.S. supply. Placements during August were down 10% on the year. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Commodity markets see some mixed trade during the week. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. An ag economist says there's been some mixed trade in the markets throughout the week. Greg McBride with Allendale says corn futures were continuing to monitor last Friday's USDA supply and demand report, despite global trade being a bright spot for corn. We'll have more on the impact of profitability right after this.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
There's only one silage brand that's been raising the bar for over 30 years. There's only one silage seed lineup that's been designed, selected, and tested for optimal performance in Midwestern soils and conditions, and enjoyed by millions of cows across the region. You might be hearing about a lot of newcomers who promise more milk per ton and more tonnage per acre, but there's only one you should trust. Dairyland Seed High DF. Discover the High DF difference at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Sales Greg McBride says corn futures are evaluating the supply and demand report from last Friday, but the report wasn't a big factor for soybeans.
We've got mixed trade. We had a USDA report on Friday that if you look at the corn side of things, it was a disappointment looking at that, at the numbers. We did lower ending stocks by 7 million bushels, but the expectation was somewhere near 100 million that they were looking to decrease. The big problem that we keep running into in the corn here is not necessarily yield, which we know is big, which is still undetermined. It's the acreage side of things. The USDA, since that June 30th report, has increased acres in corn by 3.5 million, which is we've never seen anything like that. So in the past, we've seen decreases of somewhere around 2 million. The best increase we've ever seen, at least in the last 40 or so years, or maybe 50 years, is right at about a million acre increase. So to increase by 3.5 million acres after you've got certified acres and all that kind of stuff is a little bit of a head scratcher. That's kind of throwing things off. We do know that we do have phenomenal demand in the export side of things for corn, so that's helping. And then on the bean side of things, it was really kind of a nothing burger report. We got a little bit of a change to acres. We did lower yield by a quarter of a bushel, but at the end of the day, the lack of demand did increase our overall ending stocks by 10 million back to 300 million total.
McBride says the corn markets were reacting to the increased acreage for corn.
Well, on Friday, we saw a lot of buying in the corn market. You saw before the report, you saw corn and beans up anywhere from 6 cents to even 11 or 12 cents. Then the markets kind of set back once the report came in. They had their 15 minutes to 30 minutes of digesting the numbers, and then they went back to buying it. So I don't know if that was commercial buying, because we did see the commercials were buyers last week, or if it was managed money or the funds that came in and short covered a little bit. The funds actually were big sellers through Tuesday of last week. So overall, low volume.
I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
The Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge is set to thunder into the Richland County Fairgrounds
October 10th and 11th.
Friday, October 10th, fans can watch the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m. Truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m. The Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m. And live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Then on Saturday, October 11th, the action continues with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m. ATV and dirt bike drags at 11 a.m. Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 and Diesel Truck Challenge and Vehicle Dirt Drags at 3 p.m. 2 days of diesel power and family fun at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
The longer I live, the more I'm alive. The older I get, the more I find it ain't how long it is, it's how well it's lived. It's the journey, it's the ride. The longer I live, the more I'm alive. The longer I live, the more I learn how to just be patient, wait my turn. We all got dreams to chase, it ain't a race, ain't about coming in first. The longer I live, the more I learn. I need other people telling me who to be. I finally understand that who I am works just fine for me. The longer I live, the less I need. My blessings, count them up. No matter how bad it gets, the way it is sure beats the way it was. The longer I live, the more I love. The longer I live, the more I love.
That was Aaron Goodbin and Ryan Kinder with The Longer I Live. Good evening, everyone. Tim Thied here, and I'll be here playing some music up until 6:35, and that's when we'll be bringing you high school football. It features Platteville at Richland Center. Phil Neal will be making the call for that game, and hoping you're having a good Friday. Talk about maybe some rain tonight. It sounds like a lot of it this weekend, so be prepared for that. And nothing on the severe side. It's kind of too cool to have that, but maybe some thunderstorms will be happening. We'll see what happens, but they're not really expecting it to be on the severe side, but if something happens, we will let you know. And hopefully it will be okay tonight. Hopefully the storms, if we do get thunder, hopefully it'll hold off until at least football gets done tonight. Otherwise, they got to stop the game, but we'll see what happens. But otherwise, I hope you all have a great weekend coming up. I know there's a whole lot of things going on in the area, but before I get to what's going on, I'm going to just let you know right now there's a little more sun out there now. It's becoming like just partly sunny out there, and our temperature is 77 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer at 549. From the WRC Lost and Found Department, lost keys in the area of the Richland Hospital If found, please call 608-475-6505 or 6504. That's 608-475-6504. And the 94th Annual Viola Horse and Colt Show is being held tonight through tomorrow. There will be a carnival and food and drinks on the ground. Friday will feature a truck and tractor pull beginning at 6. Saturday, there will be an antique tractor pull at 10. The parade will step off at 1, and a truck and tractor pull will be held at 3 tomorrow.
Fall fun is waiting just outside Richland Center at Chicken Ridge Farm, the pumpkin farm with activities for the whole family. Kids can bounce in the bounce house, race down the big tube slide, explore the corn maze, climb the tire mountain, and play in the bubble barn. Plus, the U-Pick pumpkin patch looks amazing this year. Bring your wagon and tennis shoes to pick your own pumpkins or grab one at the top of the hill. The snack shack will be open with food and drinks. Follow the signs down Chicken Ridge Road to the dead end at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. That's Chicken Ridge Farm, where fall memories are made.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating. Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meat specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
Hello, this is Brian from Walsh's. Stop in at Ace Hardware for red hot deals, good through September 30th. Stay prepared with Ace Mortar Oil 1 quart, $3.49, or tackle any job with Warner 6-foot fiberglass stepladder, $99.99. And don't miss Rubbermaid Roughneck 32-gallon trash can, $26.99, to keep your garage or your yard clean and organized. Ace Hardware, your one-stop shop for red hot savings, but only until September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Happening this Saturday, September 20th at 10 a.m., Auction Specialist Mineral Point LLC presents a huge auction at 135 Commercial Avenue, downtown Lone Rock. Lunch and restrooms will be available on the grounds. Here are some of the highlights. Tractors and equipment. A Ford 8N gas tractor with 3-point Farmall A project tractor, one bottom plow, a Speedco 25-ton hydraulic wood splitter, and an Ultimax 4-wheel mobility scooter with charger. Shop tools and equipment. Generac air compressor, large wood lathe, welders, heaters, Honda water pump, generators, panel saw, ground compactor, and more. Building materials, over 160 new 2x10 boards, rough sawn oak lumber, insulation, windows, doors, roofing, siding, trim, electrical supplies, plumbing, ductwork, shelving, skylights, and plenty more to round out the day. Don't miss it. Tractors, tools, building materials, and bargains galore. That's this Saturday at 10 a.m. downtown Lone Rock. Brought to you by Auction Specialists and Mineral Point LLC.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
WRCO Studio is proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and tasty moments.
Even though we were feet away, the table couldn't separate me from the games he played. He thought I was dazed, but I was reading every little thought going on in his brain. He was averting his gaze, tipping his hat so I couldn't see the line. His prey, heart beating fast, 'cause he wouldn't let me run away. I should've just up and left, 'cause I know he has girls he's taking.
something I couldn't give him. He takes what you can't get back. He wanted something I couldn't, I couldn't, I couldn't. He wanted something I couldn't, I couldn't, I couldn't. Driving home late, white knuckle in the wheel, going 68.
Make this crazy love affair worth leaving.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience, and Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The CDC's Vaccine Advisory Panel voting to abolish recommendations for the COVID-19 vaccine, making it a